Well, Uncle Billy.
Yeah. Did y'all have people named William around here?
Folks? No, very few, if any. I don't know of any.
What about some of the women's names?
I had an old uncle. That was, he was a well, old Uncle Lastine. That's the one that I was telling you I had that clothes press, I guess, maybe 250 years old. Because, man, he lived to be an old man, and he died with my father and mother because he was crippled and he went stone blind. And me and my brother used to take care of him. We were young kids then, and he was an old man. And he couldn't see us, and he had a long nose. And my father and mother had built him a nice little house with a good bed in it. And he had his rocking chair. And he'd sit down in the door, and we'd go carry him his food. And my brother was a mean boy, Desiree. I wasn't too good myself. And this old man would always be sitting down in his rocking chair right at the door, rocking. In particular, in a sunny day. And my brother, when we'd go to carry him his lunch at noon, he'd creep up. He could kind of see like an image if the sun was shining bright. And Desiree would go and he'd hit him on the end of his nose like that. He had a big, long nose. And boy, he'd get mad. And he'd take his walking cane and he'd swing it on both sides to try to hit him, you know, and he'd cuss him out. He'd tell him, he said, Barlow, he said, I know that's you. Just a minute, anybody would touch him on the nose, my brother Desiree would catch the blame. Well, that was his little clothes press. He had all of his material in there. He chewed tobacco until he died, the old fella, and he lived to be right up in his 90s. And that little clothes press was old then. Well, I still got it in my outside little house over there. Home built.
Okay.
I was offered most anything I would ask for it, but I never would sell it.
Yeah. Now, your father was a good carpenter, you said.
Yes, sir. My father was a good carpenter.
But now, a man you wouldn't trust to build you wouldn't trust him to build anything but a chicken coop. You wouldn't trust him with your house. You'd say he was a what kind of carpenter?
Oh, no. He built my house.
Oh, your father?
Okay. Yeah.
You'd say, now, he was a good carpenter.
Right.
But then another type of fellow that you
we'd call him a jackleg. You can help me put up a fence, but not build me a home. Or build a chicken pen.
Yeah.
Hog pen.
Yeah. Would you say old Huey Long was a jackleg governor?
Well, I don't like to make those remarks.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, I mean, just talking about a jackleg, you would say that about anybody who was untrained.
Right. We say that about a carpenter.
A preacher?
I won't say that about a preacher nor either a priest.
Okay.
Because if he's out there, he's doing the best he knows how. So I say he's doing a good thing. Wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Well, that's how I feel about that, but such as a carpenter or a horse rider, I'd say, well, he's just a jackleg. If I know that he's not a good rider or a good carpenter, I say he's a jackleg.
Okay.
But I wouldn't criticize a governor nor any minister because he's going up to try to teach somebody, and I don't like to make that remark.
Now, when a woman was going to have a baby, you say she's...
Well, she's ready to deliver.
Okay. She's...
Pregnant.
Okay. Any other terms?
No.
What would two women say to each other, or...
Oh, well, that I don't know. I never
did.
Oh,
or did